Welcome to the Rose Pricks bonus episode after the final rose. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and Watch What Crappens, and I'm here with the gorgeous Stephanie Wilder Taylor of For Crying Out Loud. Hello, Steph.
Hi, Ronnie.
I'm ready to Raven. Keep going. Poor Raven, guys.
Well, Raven got the best revenge because she came back looking hot.
Yeah, she did. She really did come back looking good.
Yeah.
Not that she looked bad before, but I mean, no, she looked even better.
She had way too much makeup on.
As used. And yeah. Nick came back looking grosser. So there you go.
Yeah, he looked really unhappy. He came out and immediately looked unhappy. Did you notice that?
Wouldn't you? They both looked fucking miserable. Both of them. So Chris is like, wow, welcome to After the Final Rose. Nick didn't get dumped. It's crazy. So there's still some unanswered question, unresolved issues. How do they feel now? Will Nick get dumped again? And how about Raven? And what happened in those fantasy suites anyways? And there's going to be the most shocking dramatic moment in Bachelor history.
Okay, so I was obsessing the whole night because they kept talking about this historic event. It's going to be historic. Nothing like this has ever happened. And I was racking my brain the whole time. And, you know, obviously people had spoiled it online. So I knew, like, I knew what happened. And I was waiting for, like, the big thing, the big reveal. And nothing happened. I was asking online, like, what happened? What was the historic thing? And it was just that they were bringing out some stupid guys early for Rachel to meet.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid. I was hoping they were going to like, I was hoping they were going to have Nick stand in the middle and take off his wig and his teeth. I mean, that would be historic. Like, totally let's see historic. What this Mr. Potato Head looks like without any of the accoutrement. Do you still like him, Vanessa? It's like, this is not compromise. Winnie.
Yeah. So I can't believe that Chris stood there with a straight face and was like, I know I always say it's going to be historic and crazy, but this time I really mean it. Well, you just fucked yourself because I'm never going to believe another thing you say. Yeah.
Did you really go into this believing anything Chris says?
Oh, Chris. I thought there'd be some sort of twist. I really did. I sort of believed that, I don't know, that Vanessa was going to change her mind, something.
Or that they'd be like, it's not only the first black bachelorette, it's the first black gay bachelorette. We were just kidding. She turned into a lesbian. It's all women now. Something.
Yep.
That would have been rad.
And historic.
And historic, yeah. But Chris isn't really good with his words anyway. He's like, good to see you on this couch, Nick, in this regard. It's like, oh, good. I do not trust your use of the word historic already. It's a bad way to start, Chris.
All right, so who came out first to this shit show?
Nick came out first.
Okay.
And he's like, four times a charm, Ron! He's like, let's talk Raven. And Nick, of course, in his typical running for mayor way, he's like, I really struggled with it. And that day, you know, you got to do the thing where you got to say bye before the proposals. And I knew I was going to be able to relate to that person because I've been that person, you know, because don't forget, guys, I was sent home lots. I've been through a lot of pain, okay?
Oh, God. I was like, shut up already about it.
Yeah. So Nick, he's like, yeah, I haven't seen her since. Don't give a shit. Hope she's dead. And Chris is like, nope, she's not. She's here. Let's bring her out. And the audience is like, woo. More wooing from the audience. And hugs and woos. And then Chris is like, well, that was fucking depressing. So are you cutting? You're wearing a mini skirt, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, sad.
So they're trying to make it sound like Raven was all crazy at the end and acting like a psycho when she got dumped. And I don't think she was, because he's like, you were acting a little stoic that night.
Yeah.
Huh?
Meaning that she was the opposite. He just meant like you just were kind of taking it like a man. You didn't show any emotion.
Well, no, Raven.
Yeah, Raven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, she's like, well, in that moment, I didn't want you to think like what I was saying was a lie. But in that moment, I was processing what you were saying, processing it, because it wasn't a normal process reaction, and it's best to process.
Yeah, I was trying to understand what you were saying. Like, it sounded a lot like you were saying you don't love me at all and you think I'm a piece of shit. And my therapist has told me to try not to hear everything as, why don't you just go kill yourself? Because that's part of my problem, is I just commit suicide a lot.
I was wondering to myself, why you kept telling me to stand on a train track? And I thought, you know what? I need to process this, because my dad prayed you into my life. So Nick's like, well, I knew you were stoic. So when you expressed yourself, it was very meaningful and powerful, because you're so stoic.
Yeah.
She is not stoic. When has Raven ever been stoic? Where are they getting that word? She's never been like that. She's always been like, hi, I like rolling around in the mud. And roller skating full circles.
Yeah.
Nice stoic.
It made no sense. It was just searching for a storyline.
Yeah. So Chris is like, so after the overnights, you were so confident. And she's like, well, yeah, he fucked me like 10 times. Like, I gave that guy anal. Wouldn't you be surprised?
Didn't you get the feeling that maybe he really did lead her on? I have a feeling he told her he was like in love with her. I think he wanted her to be really sad.
Oh, he's such a pig. I get that the show, you can't just be like, look, I'm not into you. I'm going to probably not pick you, but just stay for the free trip. You know, I get he can't do that, but it just doesn't seem like he has to go as far as he did, you know, especially fucking three of them. When he knew the whole time he was going to pick Vanessa. Jerk. Yep. And also, I hope Vanessa gives him a lot of shit for that, which I know she will. So Raven's like, well, I was realistic but confident that in what we had, because we had such fun, love, and good processing times. And maybe people thought I was naive, but we had conversations about how difficult a relationship would be, you know. But I was just always optimistic. When were those conversations about how difficult a relationship would be? Why weren't those on TV? When did you guys get private time? Because I don't remember that.
I know.
I remember you being like, you'd love Hoxie. We can roller skate here. It's like all you care
exactly. About. It makes it sound like they're editing out the actual real conversations.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's so much filler of just like, I mean, how many times can we talk about their process and their journey without having any, I mean, you know, this is my pet peeve, but I mean, they've never talked about Nick's career one time.
Like, he doesn't he's going to be selling face wash.
I know, but that's the thing that's such a joke is like, okay, so you actually have conversations. Okay. Whether they mean it or not, they actually have conversations about whether Vanessa would want to leave her job.
Yeah.
But they never had a conversation like that about Nick. Don't you think that's just weird?
Yeah. But
he just pretend to have some kind of career besides being a reality star.
But this is his job. And now he's going on Dancing with the Stars. So that's his new job. And then God knows what else. He'll probably do the marriage boot camp bullshit or whatever.
You're right.
He'll just keep going and going.
Jaden Tatter.
Yeah, you know, he's really worried about being popular in Bachelor Nation, so he probably will have a big wedding just to get a free wedding, and so he can one-up Jaden Tanner and try and get a wedding special and stuff.
Yep. But I wish you'd seen the Caitlyn. Okay, and he's probably changed a lot too, because this is earlier on, but I could be totally wrong, but he seemed genuinely into Caitlyn Bristowe. And any of our listeners I encourage you to write in and tell me what you think. But I felt like he was kind of crazy about her. I felt bad for him that he didn't win that year because I just don't see it with Vanessa. I don't think he seems at all genuinely into her.
No, they seem to hate each other's guts. So Chris is like, well, thoughts on the engagement? She's like, I'm so happy for you. I compartmentalized my process or whatever. So whatever. Get rid of her. So she's going on Bachelor in Paradise, which is terrifying. That's a terrifying thought to me. It's like knowing my little sister's going on, like jumping into a pool full of STDs. I just don't want that for Raven.
I know.
That's one better for Raven.
But she can't wait.
So Vanessa's next. And without Nick, it's just a Vanessa interview. And she's like, Chris is like, oh, Vanessa, oh, so good to see you. Look, your whole family's here. They've cried a couple of times. And it's like the brother, don't hurt her. It's like masturbating under his pants. Come back to me. And she's like, yeah. I'm so lucky with my family and my coworkers. I love my family. They're so big. Bigger than Nick's family. We can kick Nick's family's ass, right, family?
I love my family so much, but I can't wait to leave them and move to the USA.
So he's bye, like, family. So... Oh, go ahead.
Nothing. I just said, bye, family.
Bye, family.
I love my family. Bye, family.
He's like, so, are you guys happy? And she's like, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat. Some days are tougher than others, you know?
That's the first thing she says. God. It's like, it's not like, oh my God, we're so happy. I mean, and then later says, look, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, everything is so much better for us than other people. We're a real couple. No, immediately. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, she's like, I hate him. He's like, he won't even take a shower. And then Chris says, so, you know, Vanessa, you were a tough sell. Was this harder than you imagined? And she goes, I did. You know, I was like, what? Are you even paying attention to the questions? You make no sense.
Oh, yeah.
So she comes.
Well, because he asked her like three questions in one.
She's like,
Chris is not a good interviewer.
I wish I watched an entire season first, but, you know, I was treating it as a real relationship in an unrealistic world. And, you know, I had to understand his position. I had to understand Nick the Bachelor, you know, because sometimes it was hard to separate the two. And he's like, well, have those issues continued? And she's like, we communicate. I can say that. I yell at him, scream at him, threaten to murder him. I put nails in his tires one time, you know, so we can have some nonverbal communication.
So he can't leave, so he can face our issues like a man.
My brother has the password to his Find My Friends, so we always know where he is, you know. If he messes up, my brother masturbates in his face and makes him take it. And that's it. It's like, wow, you guys seem really happy.
Oh, God.
She talks about how much this relationship sucks every other sentence. She's like,
oh, my God. Crazy.
I mean, we're in two different countries, and I love him. We love each other, but there have been days that have been difficult. And he's like, Chris is like, wow, so how did you watch the show without cutting off his nets? And she's like, well, he told me after we got engaged, we went to a house, and he laid it out for me. And... you know, like he said, it's easier for him to relate to Raven than to me. But what about me? I want him to be empathetic to me. What about my feelings and my challenges? I'm like, Jesus, poor Raven is bleeding from her thighs from cutting. Could you, like, be sensitive?
Yeah, but what? Okay, the way I took that and is like, all they did was talk about poor Nick. He's been dumped before. Like, okay, we get it, but now you're proposing to somebody. So can we stop worrying about like the fact that you've never done this without getting dumped?
Yeah. She's like, how about relating to somebody who wins all the time? What about me? Don't you think it's hard winning? It's like, meanwhile, Raven's back there smelling like Baby Ruth vomit from like her insecurity bulimia. And this one's out here like, it was so hard for me. I'm like, shut up, Vanessa. You insensitive asshole.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Such an ass. So she didn't watch the fantasy suites at all, which Chris is like, you know, he even fucked the PAs in that suite. He fucked all three of y'all, plus the lady who brought donuts in the morning. Like, he was really horny.
But he did leave $5 under his lamp. So she was cool with that.
She's like, I wondered why he got so many extra soaps from the maids. Yep, fuck them. Fuck the maids too.
Yeah. So then she's a lot, so many times. It's just really difficult. It's just so difficult. You've been dating 8 weeks. 8 weeks. It shouldn't be difficult.
Yeah.
I'm
Not
sorry.
Even 8 weeks, like less, because they weren't even really dating then. I think they saw each other 5 times that entire
Well,
that
I guess
entire
I'm
shoot.
counting like after the show, since the show's been over too.
Ay, ay, ay.
Like, okay, so you've seen each other probably a handful of times. What, how are you having knockdown drag out fights? They're
Because
saying
she's
they had knockdown.
Vanessa.
I know, but
She'll fight
it
about
was exactly
anything.
what you said. But you were so right about her.
Yeah, and he loves it. You know, it's so sick. And she's like, well, you know, we hate each other, but we're willing to make it work. It's like, oh, geez. So then
And
Nick comes out with
yeah, he's
her.
like, because I mean, America, you know, oh yeah, okay, we'll get to that part. Yeah, so Nick
She's,
comes.
yeah, she's like, oh, good to see you, Nick. It's so great to have my family here. I don't know why it offends me so much, but it's almost like she's threatening people with her family, you know?
Oh yeah, we follow traditions.
Yeah, we're a traditional family, unlike Nick with his mother with his dangling earrings, and his father crying about things.
That's not one of our traditions.
His big bear brother is hot, though. I would do him when a. So Chris is like, oh, well, you know, Nick, we always joke about how much you've been dumped. So how scared were you? And actually, how scared are you? Because you could get dumped right now. There's no contract saying that she can't dump you right now.
And see, this is where I was like, they are so running out of like things to say on the show. Like, they were stretching for time so bad because it was like, okay, he's already proposed to somebody else. When do you get to drop the narrative of, you must have been so scared. Are you still scared? What about your scaredness? Because you know you were dumped before. Okay, the guy's engaged, so shut up.
Yeah. And he's like, it's really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, she mentioned we've had struggles, but whoa, have we had some struggles. I mean, Jesus. And Chris is like, well, did you just ask this crazy bitch to marry you so that people in The Bachelor wouldn't look down upon you? Which I thought was kind of an insightful question for Chris. And
yeah.
Nick's like, well, I'd be lying if I didn't say I care what Bachelor Nation cares about me, like what they think about me. But, you know, we have a long way to go. It was so
By the
sad.
Way. Who the fuck is Bachelor Nation?
Well, when Chris
is he
says it,
saying
I'm
that
thinking
as a blanket fans of the show?
When Chris says it, I think he means all the fans of the show, you know, Bachelor Nation. But when Nick says it, I think he's talking about the other bachelors, you know, that you have to see every Christmas and holiday and every party, you know?
Right.
That's what it seems like to me. But Chris is like, Bachelor Nation, you know, you at home. So I think to Chris it's bigger because he probably doesn't get invited to all the parties, you know. It's like lecherous Chris again, trying to go after,
yeah.
You know, getting everybody's pants or whatever.
Yep. Well, I know there's a Twitter account that's like Bachelor Nation. I didn't know if Bachelor Nation is like some kind of a fan club where they have meetups and stuff.
Well, I'm sure there is that, but Bachelor Nation, I think, just refers to all the fans and lovers of The Bachelor. So Chris is like, look, I have social media and I follow a bunch of Bachelor Nation people and everyone says, wow, they're not going to make it. They suck. Nick's got a wig. God, that guy talks like a girl. Is he gay or is his teeth too big? What is wrong with Vanessa's attitude? Can she put on lipstick? What a bitch. So when you read things like this, you know, do you laugh like I do or do you cry?
Yeah.
Vanessa's like, at the end of the day, I have a family, a huge family.
Yeah. And then Chris is like, well, so do you think it's going to work out? I mean, are you scared it's not going to work out? Like, what if it doesn't work out? Have you ever thought about it not working out? Because a lot of people think it might not work out, but what do you think?
Vanessa's like, baby steps. And then when they showed the audience, those girls looked like they wanted to rip Vanessa apart.
Oh, yeah.
She's like not even happy. She's being a total bitch up there. Just like laughing all fakely and stuff. I think she came off as a total asshole. And she's like, well, I said I only want to be engaged once, so we'll make it work. So I don't have to get engaged again another time. Good jeez.
Because it was a lot of work getting engaged. I mean, getting asked, you know, will you wear this ring? It was like, it took a lot out of me. And I can't do that again.
It was hard. It was the hardest thing I've done in this 3 years. And so Chris
Why didn't Nick, Chris ask her, well, if you were so unsure the night before, why did you say yes?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, everybody's unsure all the time on this show. I mean, Jesus Christ. What am I going to do? Unsure. So he's like, have you even picked a country yet? And Nick's like, well, it looks like we're leaning towards the good old USA, America. And he's like, well, you know, we have to go through the proper channels. And Chris is like, yeah, it's not as easy as it used to be being an immigrant.
Go, Chris. Yep.
So then he asked about...
Which was interesting, I thought.
Yeah, except they're talking about, like, the whitest people in the world.
Yeah, but they're like, you know, can't just come here, which is just interesting because, like, Bachelor, I guess, didn't think about that. Yeah. They might not actually be able to be together. It's true.
They'll be able to come here. The only people that have been banned are from, like, certain countries, right? And Canada is not one of them. There's no travel ban on Canada, for Christ's sake.
No, but it's not easy. It's very difficult to get citizenship if you're Canadian. It's really hard.
It is?
I mean, if they don't get married, oh, yeah, it's very hard.
Oh, yeah, if they don't get married, yeah. Oh, I just assumed if they were getting married. But, yeah, she can get a work visa.
Yeah, but they would have to be together for a while before they get married.
Oh, do they? I don't know. This show just makes it seem like they're selling them off and they get married and that's it.
Right, but I mean, according to them, like, they don't want to get married right away just to keep her in the country. Nick doesn't like her.
Yeah, and she doesn't like Nick.
Right.
I mean, this is so awkward to watch. It's like the end of Finding Prince Charming. Do you remember that was the gay Bachelor that we covered? And at the end, the gay guys hated each other. Like, they wouldn't even touch each other. It was hilarious.
Right,
and this
kind
of ended the same way as that did.
Yep.
So let's see, they talk about Dancing with the Stars and she's so supportive and Chris is like, yeah, but what do you think about people who think you're a total fame whore? And she's like, you know, you choose door A, they hate you. You choose door B, they hate you. You choose door C, everyone hates Nick and they should because he's an asshole and we need to have a talk. Nick. And she's like, it's different because it's not like he's done Dancing with the Stars 4 times. God, you really are a bitch. We get Rachel, and you can talk for the rest of the podcast because I have nothing to say. Boring.
Oh, God. Painfully boring. It was terrible.
God, it was boring.
She has
a personality of one of those sample ladies at Costco who's just barely smiling enough to hand you some gelatinous tuna fish, you know, sandwich trial.
I think the problem is that she got whipped into the, this is how you're supposed to act when you're on the Bachelor thing right away. I think maybe she already knew that she might like get to be on the show, but she thinks she has to be a certain way. And so she can't act like a real person.
Well,
so she's
she
like a robot.
Like that as a contestant too. Like she was.
Yeah,
very...
but not right. But didn't you feel like she wasn't like that at the very beginning? Or do you think she was like that the whole time?
She seemed genuine to me was when, and she's very nice. I mean, even if it's fake, like she does come across as very sweet. But the only time she seemed really genuine to me was in the very beginning when she got the first impression rose. And yeah. She was so happy. That's really the only time she seemed genuine to me. The rest of it, she's been very, like, politically, you know, even keeled.
Yeah, I agree. It's worrisome.
But she came out in a pantsuit, and I was like, oh my God, there's the historic part. He's like, a lady in pants. We're making history, people. We're making history.
She's black and she's in pants. Oh my God. How about the guy? Okay, so they talked to her for a couple of minutes, and she's like, I'm so excited, and it was really boring. And then they're like, now we're about to make history. You're not going to believe this. She's like, what? He's what like, are you doing?
He's like, you're black. She's like, oh my God! It's history! Do my parents know?
He's like, are you sitting down? She's like, yeah, I'm on the couch. He's like, okay, you're not going to believe this. She's like, get to it. And he goes, okay, we've got some guts for you right now. And she's like, what? You are shitting me. That can't be true. No way. No way is that true. He's like, oh no, it's true. She's like, no, it just can't be true. And they do that for 15 minutes. But he's like, when we come back, you're going to meet some guys.
Epic.
Then they bring out like a big silk screen, a big screen of like the Bachelor Mansion. And they have her meet some guys. And it might have been the most awkward bit of television I've ever seen, ever.
It was. And the first guy, he's like, here's your first guy, DeMario. It's like, oh, no.
And DeMarcus. He's like,
what is it?
DeMarcus.
Oh, that's better. I wrote DeMario. Yeah. I was like, no. And he's like, I booked us flights to Vegas, and you don't need to meet any more guys. And I've also got a ring. Oh, good. This is going to be a long season, girl.
And sadly, that was the best one.
He was the best one. He was the cutest and the funniest. Next day, I had like some pasty white guy with douche bangs. I was like, how long did you blow dry your bangs, you douche?
Oh my God, he looked like Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you possibly, you just brought up the whitest, yes, guy. He does look like
Ricky Gervais. That's funny. And he goes, you look good. You smell good. I wasn't expecting this today. I was like, what does that mean?
I was worried that they just found some guys off the street because they all seem to have that attitude. And I don't think that they'd rehearsed them with them because nobody seemed to know what to do. Nobody seemed to know how long to stay out there. And they were out there so long that it was uncomfortable. You know, on the real show, they come out, they say their quick thing, and then they go, okay, I'll see you in the house.
Yeah.
But they neither one of them knew what to do. So they just stood there. And that second guy, oh my God, the third guy. First, Dean comes out. He was the white guy. And he's like, I'm ready to go black and I'm never going back.
Oh, God. That was so awkward. Oh, he was hot, though. I do him. But God, that was awkward.
Oh, my God. And then she had to pretend. She was like, oh, that's funny. Could she have possibly thought that was funny?
No, that was really awkward.
That was offensive, right?
And then.
Was that being too sensitive?
And then the return of the short pants. The next guy, everyone is still on the short pants trend. The high waters or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Every guy has a really short pants again. I forgot what the Bachelorette is like until I saw those pant lines. I was like, oh, geez. So yep. He comes and this guy's like, I'm Eric from Baltimore and you're from Texas, but we're here right now. And the moment that was meant to be will be. And then he winked, but he winked with both of his eyes at the same time. I mean, that could be called a twitch or a double eye wink. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and go with double eye wink. And then he's like, hey.
And she's like, oh, hey. And it went on for way too long.
Neither one of them knew.
And she was like, oh, can we stop haying now? And he's like, no, because nobody told me to get off the stage yet. So she's like, okay, hey.
I'm going to get a red light, right? Hey, where's the red light at? Hey, don't stop. Don't stop, bitch. Don't stop until I tell you. Hey.
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
And you know, back in the dressing room, Vanessa's just staring at Nick with a dirty look going, how do you feel? It's no longer about you, Nick.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And she's like, Vanessa's like, how come you never hayed with me? I mean, if you really, really loved me, you would have hayed. You know, one time did you go, hey.
Where's my hay?
Everything's about you. And what about my hay?
Where's my hay compromise? Hey, you know what? Speaking of hays, hey, you know what? You stay here. I need to go have a talk with that hay man. Hey, man. Get over here. How big is your family? Mine is huge. And that brings us to the end of another season of El Bachelor.
Oh, my God. But it was so fun.
It was. It was a fun season.
Even though it was stupid, and I want to have a talk with this season, it was still really fun.
It was fun. I'm glad we did it. You know, Nick, I feel like we all knew you were going to make a bad choice in the end. And I can't say that there's anybody who deserves the bad choice like you. Enjoy the misery that you created for yourself, you fucking asshole. You had so many nice people you could have picked and been happy with, and instead you picked this crazy bitch. Enjoy yourself, both of you. Enjoy your murder-suicide, because I know it's coming. You heard it here first.
I wonder how long they're going to pretend to be together. I mean, they could probably keep it up for a while.
So they're going to get married. He will have a wedding. I think that he is like totally set on winning, you know?
You don't think he wants to go on Bachelor in Paradise again?
He can't. I mean, he can't just go on Bachelor in Paradise. You can't just, he can't do that. I think he wants to get married, have a spinoff about the wedding. It's
going to be historic, Ronnie.
Epic history historic. He's going to get a spinoff about getting his wedding put together. Then he was going to want another spinoff like the twins have, you know, where it's like, oh, these wacky bachelor people. And then he's going to get another spinoff about the divorce. I mean, this guy, he does not plan on getting a job. When any man is given pressure about work and he's like, well, I've signed on with a face care company to put my name on face care ads. I mean, this guy's going to be around for a long time.
You're right.
And he ain't going to wash that wig once. I guarantee it.
Oh, God. All right. Well, that's all. And listen, if you're on our Patreon, please don't leave. Stick around because we'll be back in less than 2 months. We'll start going on Facebook and telling you when we're ready to do our first episode with the men of the Bachelorette.
Yep. Coming up shortly. Everybody, thanks so much for being with us this season. Stephanie, I just love you.
I love you too, Ronnie.
It was great times. Have some good time off. And we will see you guys for Rachel's season.
All right.
Boy.
Bye.